welcome to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen dabble in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I have to tell you how excited I am to have Linda Cherry here. You know, other people know her as the SEO secret weapon. To me, she is the SEO goddess. Because what she will do for your small and mid-sized company, I can't even explain. She excels in optimizing your online presence, creating that competitive advantage, getting your search results and sales opportunities for a broad range of businesses in place. She has a master's in degree in digital marketing and analytics and a bachelor's in information technology. She's one of those rare professionals in this field who combines expertise in research, data, software, website design, graphics, and video production. And here we are going to be sharing how Linda organically grows your presence so that others can digitally discover you. And on a personal note, Linda and I have been working together since last century as mompreneurs in a dot-com dial-up world. And Linda was the back end, I was the front, and literally we would design a page and hopefully it was going to be up the next morning when we got back after we dropped our kids off from school, you know, to school. And so this is why she is the goddess of SEO. There is nobody better out there. With that being said, hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dori. Thank you for having me. Oh, what a journey we have been on together.
I'm serious. I mean, you know, and I would love for you to share your side of the journey because you have that love, the love of that back end technical. Linda would call me and talk to me about stuff, and it was Charlie Brown's teacher. I'm literally hearing wah, 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 computer, wah, wah, wah. But she was so excited that I just had to listen. And it's exciting, so I want to hear share your journey.
Sure. You know, it's kind of going back, Dori. It does all begin with you. I remember, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was DRC Marketing. You had this idea and the internet was just beginning and websites, and you had an idea of what you wanted to do. And I was like, I was starting on computers. I said, oh, let me find out about this. And I think it started from there. And that's where building the web pages, getting your business going. And then I think the first, I think it was All the Web was one of the first, and ask.com was probably some of the first browsers that we were being found on. But along the way, you know, it was always something that I heard someone, oh, I have this. I'm like, oh, well, I know how to do this. I can do it for you. And over the years, you know, my passion has now become my full-time business. And it's just been an amazing journey along the way. And yeah, so now here we are in 2020 and, oh, how things have changed, you know, but it's exciting. Every moment is exciting. And what's coming up this year and next year is, oh, even going way beyond what I can imagine. I'm so glad I've been a part of this journey with the internet all along.
And you really have. So I'm, you know what, for us people out there, you know, what is SEO? And now we're hearing about SEM. So why don't you, from a, you know, the back end standpoint, explain to people what that is.
Sure. And that's a great question. Because although they are similar, there are differences in them. All right. SEO is search engine optimization, which is part of SEM, which is search engine marketing. Now, when you're thinking of the marketing, that falls into it basically falls into two areas, organic and paid. And you want to optimize for both of them. That's the SEO. Going beyond the rankings, where in today's terms, SEO in means of websites, because it's not just websites anymore. We have social media that I'd like to talk about, come back to in a little bit. But talking in terms of your website and SEO, that's where the back end comes in. That is where you are doing on the front and on the back, and to meet the algorithms where you are being found, hopefully above your competition. And it's always changing. The algorithms are changing. The browsers are changing. And when one week you may be up here and you're good for a couple months, then boom, everything hits and you have to redo it again. But it's all a part of making sure that you are being found on relative terms for your business. So when you get into the marketing aspect, you know, everyone, you know, needs to market themselves, especially in these days. You have to be found on the search engines, whether it's in paid or organic. And I like to emphasize on the organic, because the organic, once you're ranking, it doesn't get taken away immediately. As with paid ads, the second you stop paying, well, guess what? You're not appearing anymore. So that's why I focus on getting businesses organically, because at least you have a longer span of time in your top categories for being found.
I have to let everybody, you know, firsthand knowledge again, because as I said, Linda and I go back to last century. Google called us once for safety bags and stadiumbags.com about Google ads to get us ranking on the search engine. And I said to him, have you Googled safety bags? And I said, because when I Google it, the only thing above us is a paid ad. And he goes, oh, well, that's because it's cached into your computer and this and that, blah, 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 blah. And so he Googles it, and all of a sudden he goes, safety bags, the clear choice for security? I said, yeah. He's like, okay, you're number one. Your Facebook page is number three. And your other site, stadiumbags.com, the clear choice for sports fans? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, okay, you're number one, you're number five, you're number seven. So he was like, literally, there's nothing Google can do for you. This was all Linda's organic SEO growth for our company. And so I can literally say firsthand, out of the millions of people that search safety bags, I just Googled it today. There's an ad above us. There's safety bags, there's another bunch of ads, and then there's our Facebook page. Thank you, Linda Cherry.
You're
Why
very
I say
welcome.
She is the goddess of SEO. Forget secret weapon, because there's nothing secret about what she does. She puts it right out there. How do you do this without companies paying for ads?
Yeah, well, a lot of research. I want to start with the research. And I'm not just talking like data analytics. I'm talking like good old research too. Now there are so many tools out there to accomplish tasks for SEO purposes. One of the things when you're going to research, now this is something that any business has to do is. And this is better than any tool can tell you what is out there, is you have to know and understand your industry, your niche, but you need to know who your competition is. And that's by you actually doing your own research, searching online, go in and do those searches, do your own SEO on other companies, see who's around you, or you may just know them right off the bat from hearing from potential clients. When they say, well, you know, I'm speaking with this one, so I'm going back and forth between you two. Well, that's your competitor, so you need to start researching on them also. This plays, this is so important in these days because everyone is trying to be found for their industry. And this is whether it's nationally, locally, you have to determine where you want to be, where you are going where you want to branch out to and focus on that. Now, coming in for the 2020s, I know there's been a little controversy around, is SEO still important? And I have to say, it is more important today than it has ever been, and for a few reasons. We are coming into the world of smart homes. We have smart phones. People are not just typing in a search. They are talking their searches. So SEO, now you will be found, you want to be found on those terms, and people are typing them in, and you get a list. When people are asking a question and they want, and they get a response from their device, only one comes back. The number one spot is all that is provided from voice search. So right now, SEO is more important than ever to make sure you understand it, you are optimizing for it, and you are in place, because over these next 2 years, voice is going to take over 55% of all searches. I mean, as of right now, like some of the statistics, the current ones, 31% of smartphone users, they're using voice technology at least once a week. How often do you speak into your phone? You know, even if it's saying, talking your own notes, you know, to remind yourself or setting alarms, you know, 50% of all searches online this year is being done by voice. So if you're not optimized and you're not in that number one spot, you are not being voiced over. So yes, SEO right now is very important, and optimizing for it is never more important. You know, there are some trends that will help you get there that I wanted to share with you. And this also goes with, as I was saying before, about social media. Social media is optimizing too. SEO is not just for websites. It's for all of your presence. And your branding needs to be consistent across all the channels that you are voicing out on. That way, you will have that recognition, it'll build your authority, and it'll also give your users a great brand for you, and it'll help them to also share the voice of you, which also share a voice is probably one of the most important overpaid ads that can be done for your company and your brand.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, because then I want to come back and talk about the other part of what you were talking about and the whole ranking, when do you pay for ads, all of these other things. So we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com, our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio, and we have been talking to Linda Cherry, the SEO goddess out there, and the CEO and founder of ZebWebDigital.com. And tell us a little bit about ZebWeb Digital and what you are doing there, and then let's go back to everything else.
Sure, sure. Yeah, Mom, with ZebWeb Digital, the focus is on SEO and content. The two together will make you a success. You basically cannot have one without the other, and it's about the balance. It's balancing out your business quality within the quantity of the content, which will reflect in the search engines on your SEO. Now, this also goes into there's a lot with video. Video is very popular right now. Video production, and I'm not talking about just on yourself, which everyone needs to within the next 2 years, should at least have a 30-second intro on your company. Showing yourself, because that is making the connections now about your brand. But it's also about everyone wants interactivity. They want something that's moving, that's eye-capturing, that grabs the attention. All about having fun now online. It's not just reading the static text. I'm not putting just plain old text down. It's very important, but you also need to have the graphics and the videos that go along with it. And, yes, you optimize them too.
So back to going into the SEO and talking about, you know, getting up there, especially now with voice-activated searches and things, when do you pay for ads for your business?
Yes. Yes. Very good question. What I recommend to my clients is when we start a project, I always say you have to wait 3 months for the magic to happen with SEO. These days, you can have a 50-page site or you can have a 5-page site. However large your website or business is that's reflecting on the web, Google is very. I'm just picking out Google right now. Is very particular about not allowing more than a couple pages to rank on the top result. They're actually holding back others. So as of right now, you really have to. You want to choose what you're going to rank for. You have to analyze your site, your keywords, and know these are the ones that have the best potential for ranking organically. And you still go for a few others. And after a few months, when you realize, yes, okay, we're up here, we're in the top three, we're number one, these are not ranking as high. Maybe we're back number 12 or behind. People are not scrolling down that far. Then that's when you determine, I want to be found on this. There's great opportunity on these terms. So that's when you go ahead and you can go and then you optimize your ads, and then it goes into the ad bidding, which is a whole other aspect of SEM. But I usually try to say, unless you absolutely feel you have to and you want to put money out immediately, then go ahead. But I prefer my clients, let's hold off on some of these terms for paying for ads until we see where we are organically. Then we can determine those that we're going to do on the paid end.
Which makes absolute sense. So how is your website design important for your ranking?
Well, right now, as you know, there's some things to really look for. Your website has to have, first off, load speed. If your speed, and there's many ways, and there's free tools out there to grade your website, so you can test and see the speed of it. And that comes, you know, are your images huge, which takes a long time to load? That gets degraded on your ranking because it doesn't provide a good user experience. there's other elements that go into your web design, and that's using specific tags for like the title of your page. It's called an H1 tag. You know, make sure you're using them. And then there's descriptions to your page that you should make unique over the content. This is one thing I see a lot of. And I hear, you know, well, I think I'm doing good. I thought I was doing good, but I'm not getting the results I want. And the first thing I look at when I look at any site, before I run them through any of my tools, is I look at the page source. I do a right click on the front page, and I look at the source, and I read the source code, and I go to the meta description. And I can see that they're taking the first three sentences of the first paragraph or of a paragraph on their page and copying it in the descriptions and then carrying those same descriptions and key terms throughout every other page. Well, you want to make sure it's considered these days duplicate content. You know, not as extreme as having whole sections and paragraphs duplicated, but still, you want to make sure that your descriptions of your page, spend that little time, have it reflect what's written on that page, but make sure it's unique and it's not found anywhere else. That will add to your page quality, because your pages get skimmed. I don't want to use skim through. When it's crawled through, it's assigned a ranking factor. It's graded and it's given a quality score. And the higher your quality score, which means it's loading fast, you're using some of these HTML tags, which are your H1 and your titles. You have the right descriptions in there. You're varying them through. You're not overloading your keywords throughout. Images. You want to make sure the names of your images and there's descriptions on your images and your alt, which is what shows up when you hover over your images. Make sure they're descriptive, but you're not repeating your keywords over and over again. You will be knocked down for that. You will be penalized for that. But these are all factors that go into the quality of your page, which basically is the design in your content, and that is going to affect, you can have the best plan and strategy going forward for your SEO and your key terms, but if your page is not reflecting that in your site, that's going to hold you back.
You were talking a little earlier about social media and that brand consistency. And so I would really like to get into that aspect of being ranked online.
Oh, sure, sure. I hear it sometimes, you know, and when I'm going through, they're like, you know, I'm doing good on social media, but I'm not getting any new leads. I'm not getting any new clients, or no one's calling me, you know. And the first thing I look at is like, okay, well, there's engagement. So you're having topics on your post that are engaging. When we're talking about the ones that are, I'll go over the ones that are engaging right now. So they're engaging. However, maybe there's no call to action. You're not leading them anywhere. Like, people, yeah, this is cool, that's nice, but you're not telling them to do anything. You know, tell, you know, and you don't want to do it every time. You don't want to sell on every single post that you put out there, because eventually they're just going to get cold to seeing your ads, to seeing that, or they're just going to turn you off or unfollow you. You want to have topics of conversation that is relevant, that is engaging. You know, look at some other influencers and find and put that on there. And if you find you're getting that engagement, then every once in a while, stagger it out, then have yourself an ad with a click-through that is going to bring them through to find a way to contact you. Now, the best way to do this is have a link going to your website. Now, if you find that people are clicking through to your website but you're still not getting anyone, well, this is where consistency comes into play. Whatever that ad is, you should have a dedicated landing page for, and it's got to reflect. It has to have the same color schemes. Use some of the same images. Have at least part of the same title, so that way they know I am still following the same link, because there's nothing worse then clicking on an ad and all of a sudden, I'm sure this has probably happened to most of you. It happens to me. where it's like, okay, where did I go? Oh, no, get me out of here now. And then,
right.
And that will affect your SEO, too, when they're quickly jumping back out, because then that is going to show that it's irrelevant, and that will hurt you, actually hurt your website grading and quality score, you know, for ranking issues. So you want to make sure you're consistent all the way through and carry that same message. So you want to have your social posts, make them engaging. The ones that you want to collect information on or you want them to come through to your website, make sure it's going to a landing page that matches that ad. If you have to make one, even a small one, for each ad, then do it. That way they know they're in the same place, and then have the information, whatever, just for that. Don't overload them with everything. Make sure you keep with that. Have them do whatever you want to do. Get their information. Sign up for my newsletter. Find out more, or then offer them one or two things. Here, these are two options related to this ad that I put out there. You know, make it interactive, make it engaging, and make sure that they realize they're still following your leads.
You know, it's fun. Linda and I have done some work together with SCORE. And even though we are not retired executives yet, we are still out there in the trenches. And we talk about this in our social media marketing on a shoestring, that your brand consistency is everything. Even if you have to use, because sometimes you can't get your same name across social media in Twitter or in Instagram, they still need to know it is you. Because it's going to be some derivative of your company name. But when they go there, that logo, those colors, they're yours. And I love that. I remember way back when you were talking about DRC marketing, Linda, and the first site we did. And I'll never forget my brother, because he was one of the few people I knew with a computer, who looked at it. And the thing that was the most impressive to him was that every page was consistent. That you didn't use different colors, different fonts, different this, different that, that it just read like a brochure. And this is your gift. This is what makes you so relevant in everything that is going on right now. And with people transitioning into their home offices and things, what ZebWebDigital.com can do for you, even if this is now just your new idea, something that you are thinking of. And, you know, as we're wrapping up, you know, we are getting ready. Linda is putting together mompreneurmarketplace.com, which is going to be just a remarkable place for women in business to be found. Linda, tell them a little bit about that vision at mompreneurmarketplace.com as we're wrapping up here.
Sure. It's coming together. It is where the women can network with each other. It's a place for them to also have their own space with their own business in there. So it's not just amongst each other. It's also going to be this. I am going to be promoting this out for everyone to be finding them, where they can come in. You can be listed the women under their category. So it's not just the women with women, which are going to be able to network within, but it's anyone. Anyone can find mom-made products, mom business leaders, and we're going to have expert panels in there too. So, yeah, keep an eye out for us, you know, or we're hoping sometime during the month of April, you know, to have a launch. We're getting everything together, and it's going to be an exciting time.
There's a pre-registration up now, and, you know, it's exciting because we have wanted to create this place for businesses to be found, whether it's your a mom-made product, as Linda was saying, or a business or a service, whatever. You are, from coaches to, you know, caregivers. It's a place to find and share the wisdom of women in business and in life, and it's so exciting to have all of this knowledge that Linda is sharing and all of these things to be able to promote our businesses, because let's face it, together we make a difference and together we're stronger. And it's sharing what we've learned, and it's so exciting. So let everybody know how to reach you, Linda, as we wrap up this show.
Oh, sure. Linda at ZebWebDigital.com. Or at 844-4-ZEB-WEB, which is 1-844-493-2932.
Awesome. Linda, I am so excited. 2020, even though there are strange things going on right now, this is a remarkable year. This is a year of discovery for everybody. And even what is happening right now with people having to transition into home, it's giving everyone an opportunity to step back and really know what matters and really know what's going to be happening for you, your business, your dreams, your goals. And Linda is here with ZebWebDigital.com to help people digitally discover you. And Word of Mom Radio and our media network will be here to empower, encourage, educate, and share the wisdom of women in business and in life. I'm hoping I can get Linda to get over here and give us a digitally discovering you radio show on our Tuesday Business Spotlight. So let's vote on that, everybody. Yay! I think it would be unanimous. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for being here with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. And until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She
sure.
She-